Welcome back to another episode. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
No Manny Fontaine. He showed up on Saturday. He drank. He ate. He had a good time. I didn't hear from him on Sunday at all. It was weird. No, didn't record. Sarah, you were out of town living your life. Disney World, up at the castle and whatnot. And then this, so we're recording this Friday night. Which a lot of stuff went down that we get to talk about because we recorded it Friday night. And this is the last episode of the year for about a week ago. We're done with reviews as well. But next week, which is the week of Christmas, I will put up the Quavo and Takeoff reviews, because we did do those and doesn't look like the Offset review coming. So you got two more reviews to listen to before we get into our about a year ago and some of my favorite albums of the year. Talk about that. So let's get into this Offset situation, Sarah J. What were your thoughts when you saw the IG video, that apology? When he was out of breath and he said, "I love you. I just want to be a Christmas culture. I broke your promise. I broke God's promise. I broke the devil's promise. I broke Trump's promise. I broke promise."
You're asking me this like if I actually watched it.
Oh, you never saw that video?
I just scrolled past it. I don't have time for fuckboy apologies.
Okay, then what did you think when you saw? Did you see the Rolling Loud situation?
No.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for showing up today, Sarah J. That you can you.
I came off of vacay. I ain't got time for ratchet music news.
Get out of here. You knew. Shut up. You saw all of this. You saw when he walked on that stage, Rolling Loud, and interrupted her and said, "I love you. I miss you, bro. I'm sorry, bro."
Oh yeah, but then the person who got the most flack was her publicist.
Yeah, I don't know if the publicist had anything to do with that.
Did you see the video where the publicist was like telling him to come out on the stage with the flowers?
Oh, that was who that was?
Was Cardi B's publicist.
Listen, long story short, Papa Set jumped into it, called Cardi hothead and says she lives off social media. I'm starting to believe him because she was doing these IG videos about how she missed the D. She did the IG video about how the shade room should stop covering her. She's like, that's not how fame works. You just don't get to turn it off. Offset, in the meantime, he spent time taking pictures of his kids after his birthday party where he was dressed like a chandelier. He took pictures of his kids and he said, "My kids look better than yours." And then he got in beef with Bone Thugs and Harmony, which is just, that might be one of the wildest things to end the year with. But as we sit here,
I think he got into a beef with the Lazy
Bone, who egged him on for some reason. It didn't matter because they're off in Puerto Rico living their best life. Did you see the picture, Sarah J?
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, she couldn't even get through the holidays. Listen, I don't advocate for cheating, but if you're going to cheat, do it during the holidays. It's cold. It gets lonely. You probably be back before the new year. And that's exactly what Offset did. He got back before the new year. I'm not saying they back officially, but Carmelo could take notes.
Why does he need to take notes?
Because Offset did it quicker.
Oh, well,
But Offset did not have a quote-unquote baby. And where's the baby at?
Don't know, man. Don't know. I'm sure you could search IG and find her. Sure the mom is putting Instagram pictures
really
up.
Really, really quiet for him, for the baby, for Carmelo Anthony's break baby.
He is really keeping that under wraps.
The best he can.
Maybe Lala's keeping it under wraps.
Did you catch any of Cardi B's video? I know you was off today. I wasn't ready.
I seen the whole video.
I wasn't ready for the titties out. But she went from pole dancing to breastfeeding back to pole. She was doing it all in that Little Money video.
That's how you got to do it.
I see. You going to get the deluxe album?
No, I'm not buying a deluxe album. Just release a new album.
No, she's just throwing two more songs on there to get y'all appetite.
Look, she already technically, sale-wise, has one of the top 10 albums of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't going to help the album next year. People want to hear new shit.
Yeah, she's doing Money and Out There, see a snippet of Pressure, which leads me to believe that Cardi B and Meek Mill are the best at IG preview snippets. Everybody else, you'd be like, I can't tell, it sound foggy. Those two have that mastery down that if they give you just an inch of it, you're just like, all right, I'm ready. I want to hear it. That Pressure sounded hard. even though her subject matter isn't that vast, just I think her personality just gets old. Oh, speaking of which, you saw the carpool karaoke. How was that?
It was good.
So what happened? Oh, yeah, you said that she, James Corden?
Yeah.
Was trying to teach her how to drive.
Yes, in a Range Rover.
Explain why he taught her how to drive, because of her cars?
She has five cars. Four of them are like really expensive. And then she has like a Suburban. So she has big cars because she has like a Lambo truck, a Bentley truck, a Lamborghini, a Suburban. I forgot what the other car was. And he's like, but you can't drive, right? Like you can't drive. And then she's like, nah, I can't drive or whatever. He's like, well, today I'm going to teach you how to drive. So they went to this mini, you know, driving course or whatever. Yeah. And he was like, okay, go around the cone. She hit the cones. There was flags up. She hit the flags. She couldn't do like a turnabout. He was like, turn right, while she's like in reverse.
Did she ever take her hands off the wheel? Some people do that.
No.
I had that happen one time when I was in driving school, and we don't live that far from where they used to take us around the corner. So it was like right when you coming up on 30 and maybe Hill, and this dude was driving and he let go of the wheel and said, "Woo!" I said, "Bro, if you don't grab that wheel, what is you doing?" So she never let go of the wheel.
She didn't let go of the wheel, but then while she was driving, she's like, "This car is too big for me." I was like, "You have a Suburban
and a
like,
Lambo truck
and a Bentley truck. How is this car too big for you?" She's like, "I need something small." I'm like,
yo, they should have broke out a power wheel next.
Yeah,
and see if she can handle that.
It was good though, and then they went to an old folks home because he was asking her like, you know, what genre or what age group has your music crossed? And then she's like, I don't think any old people listen to my music. So they went to a nursing home or like a, not a nursing. Yeah. It was a nursing home where they were having like an aerobics class there. And then she like turned her music on and she started rapping and all this other
stuff. What song she rap? I Like It or Bodak Yellow?
I think she did I Like It. And, when she started dancing with the old men, and then he was like, "Oh, you're cute." She's like, "Hi, my name's Cardi." That old man was in love. It was hilarious. And then one of the women was like, "Oh, I like this music. I'll buy it."
You ain't buy it on what? A-track?
But this is why Cardi B is further along right now than this is why she's more likable, because she puts herself out there. And then the whole thing with her being like, "Well, you know, someone." Papa Set, we're going to call him Papa Set, saying, "Oh, well, she lives and feeds off of social media." But that's what made her famous.
Yeah, I don't mind what she does. So her living off social media, because you're right, it got her to where she got to. I just don't like when she shares everything and then gets mad that everybody reacts. She has an opinion on everything she shared. People want to know these things if you didn't give them the info. I think she needs to understand that.
But I think like she shared, but remember when she was she pregnant at the time and she went to the Breakfast Club, and it was like when she was like at the height, everything was going on. She said she had a hard time being famous.
Yeah.
She said, you know, I got tired of people criticizing me. I got my tooth fixed and now people still criticize me. They find something else. I mean, she had her leaked like stripper video, you know, in the year and everything. And this is all a part of fame. When you win, and people try to take you down, people still talk shit if they don't like you.
Fame is, I feel in 2018, the people have come to the conclusion that fame is a drug, right? And then I think when you throw social media in there.
I think people realized it way before 2018.
They probably did. And then you throw social media, that's another drug. I think fame with social media is the new hookers and blow. Like you just get strung out on it. Just like, yo, I got those two going hand to hand is a dangerous mix. A Molotov cocktail. It really is.
I just try to figure out like, okay, if I have 200,000 followers on Instagram, yeah, it might get me some free stuff and some trips, but am I rich off of social media?
If you sell them the tea, maybe. The tea.
I gotta
Fashion
do a
Nova.
Whole ad.
Yeah. Be in your kitchen, your toes up like this, you know. And you holding it look like you about to make you a concoction. Yeah. What else? The only thing I thought about when you talking about that money, congratulations, Joe Budden and Santana, they got married. And I saw
got engaged.
I saw this thread about, does Joe take care of everything? And somebody said that Sin makes a lot of money on IG. So I was like, oh, well, she must be pulling a good bit of coin.
She did have a boutique or some clothes. It wasn't Fashion Nova that she was promoting before she even after Love and Hip Hop. So unless if she's still doing that, then yeah, she's always had a source of income, you know?
Do you think Tahiri or Kaylin has Joe Budden blocked? The same way that Nicki Minaj has Meek Mill blocked.
I don't know.
Why does Nicki Minaj have Meek Mill blocked?
Because he's working with her enemies.
Working with Cardi.
And she don't talk to Drake anymore, right?
How sick would Nicki have been if Cardi and Meek had got together?
I don't know. I don't think about that stuff.
How sick is Meek?
I'm just glad Queen Radio's done.
How sick is Meek Mill that he didn't get Lori Harvey? They say Trey Songz with her.
I like the joke that's going around where it's like you didn't duck fast enough.
Wait, what's this joke for?
So basically, Lori Harvey
you just gave us the punchline.
And Trey Songz got caught in that photo or whatever.
I didn't see this at all.
Oh, you didn't see the photos? No. Okay, so basically they went out on this date and there was photo. Paparazzi took photos of them. So there's like three photos. But the first photo they took was like right in front of the car. And then there's another photo where she was ducked down. So like all these guys who have talked to her, dated her in the past, like they've been putting on their IG like you didn't duck fast enough.
Oh, that's sad. Y'all gotta stop. We gotta stop.
Man, she need to do better. I don't know if they serious or if it's just like one date or whatever, but
I'm surprised Steve Harvey
approves.
Cool. But I know he can't stop her because she's 21, but you know, you can be like, yeah, I don't appreciate you dating my daughter or whatever.
But the thing is that Trey Songz was on.
Yeah, the show where he tried to hook him up and they said that might have inadvertently got him with Lori.
What a surprise. The three women up there were three light skinned women. Anyways, on to other things.
All right. Kodak Black. We missed a lot. So I saw the Ebro interview and I saw the Breakfast Club interview. So what I'm going to say about the Ebro thing, I don't think Ebro was wrong in bringing up the sexual assault case that he's facing. It'd be weird to ignore the elephant in the room, and the Breakfast Club didn't ignore it either. They went about it maybe in a better way. The problem with Ebro though, wasn't that he brought it up. He didn't ask a question. He made a statement. It's where he put it at. And even Kodak Black says in the Breakfast Club interview, he said, up until that point, we were having a good interview and you're only 15 minutes in. Now he stayed 35 minutes at Breakfast Club. So let's just say he would have got another 15 minutes, and Ebro's been in the game long enough to know. And I understand, I listen to Ebro in the morning. So I know he's an advocate against sexual assault. He's called out Russell Simmons. And he claims that they're friends. Like, yo, I was disappointed when Fabulous had his situation. He mentioned that he doesn't hold any bars, even if it's people that he's close with. So, yeah. So I get what he's saying, but what he could have done and what he probably should have done is waited to the end and say, yo, Kodak, we appreciate you coming out. We know you got an album dropping. We know you're facing some serious charges right now, and hopefully after the trial, you can come back up here and we can discuss sexual assault, because I know that's a serious situation and I would love to get your thoughts on it. Thank you for joining Ebro in the morning. Appreciate it. Boom. That way you don't even get him a chance to respond. You get him out of there. But do it you broke left in the middle of the interview. Now, I know he didn't go rogue because, like I said, I listened to him. So Atlantic didn't prep him at all to say you can't talk about this. And I saw people saying, yo, they probably told him that too. If y'all think Atlantic told Ebro or Hot 97 not to bring up sexual assault, but you didn't tell Kodak Black, this is how you respond when this is brought up, that don't make any sense. Why would I wouldn't tell the guy I'm with, my artist I'm with constantly, how to react to sexual assault, but I'm telling the people who interviewed that I only see once every so often?
Do artists have publicists anymore?
I don't think they have A&R, or A&R doesn't do the job they used to do. A long time ago, it doesn't seem like they.
I do think that this whole sexual assault case is really like hurting him, because that Gucci Man, Bruno Mars, and Kodak Black song is actually really good.
It is. It's catchy as hell.
It's catchy, and I don't think
ZZ is too.
And I don't think it's getting the airplay that it could possibly get. I mean, it's getting played, but I think it could be higher if Kodak Black wasn't on it. Yeah. Because of who he is. You know what I'm saying? And people.
Yeah. And it's iffy because he's innocent until proven guilty, but then people don't know. And then you don't want to be like, what if we're bumping this and we're promoting this and he gets the Grammy, then he gets found guilty. So it's always tricky. And it's weird because he's in a position where he can't stop making music because that's his livelihood. He has a child. He talked about how, man, he got a good personality too. He's up there with being funny because he's like, I pay more child support than Rick Ross does. And I know Rick Ross get more money than me. And they said, how much do you pay? He's like, I pay $4,200 a month. And I was like, when you think about that, that's about 50 grand. You like, has he even had a number one? That means the money he's been making off of just the mixtapes and the because he's been in and out of jail. For him to be, for the judge to even look at his income and say, this is what you can afford, that's wild. That just makes you think, damn, Kodak. And I apologize because I listened to Kodak's last album and I thought it was cool. I did not get to this one yet, but I did get to that 21 Savage. And that 21 Savage is tough. It kicked off tough. The J. Cole feature was nice. It's such a good
I'm
album.
I'm actually shocked because he did an interview on The Breakfast Club. I didn't get through the whole thing, but I'm actually shocked because this dude talks about guns and killing niggas all the time. And he is like, not a dumb dude. You know what I'm saying? Like he's actually well spoken.
That's the same way that Kodak comes across. You think he's dumb. And you're like, no, he's smart. But Nas says it in one of those songs. He's like, you think the people in the South are slow, but they not.
I didn't think he was slow because he was on that Viceland documentary.
Atlanta.
And yeah, when they did Atlanta, and you know, he was in the hood with all his guys and he was talking about like, yo, if you do this out here, this is what's gonna happen.
Yeah, but remember that video of 21 Savage at the park when he took out his gun because he thought some shit was about to go down? You're like, damn, this dude still walks around with a gun.
Yeah, he raps about it all the time. He said, I'm married to the hood and my ring is a machete.
All right, let's get into let's get this Drake and Kanye shit over with. Kanye. Oh. You know, remember the Simpsons, right? You know that great headline when it says old man yells at a cloud? That's Kanye West when he gets to tweeting. You're like, who are you talking? He held a whole conversation with himself about Drake and he really got in his feelings. But all right, here's another scenario for you. Maybe you're almost a perfect candidate for this. Remember when we were younger and this thing we had called phone calls and you'd be on the phone with somebody and you guys would watch TV together?
Yeah.
Right. Remember when you found out that cable or dish, you know, satellite had a delay and it was just a little bit off and you're like, hold on, you're going to love this part or vice versa. Like, okay.
It was a very bad delay back in the day.
Yeah. But I think that's how Kanye get in sicko mode. You just hearing the song? That album dropped, what, late July, early August? Why is this song all in your head and you sending shots, man? You sending shots. How you gonna do a song with Travis Scott? But then Bible, I said, but he was mad at you for doing the song with Pusha T, and you taking food out my kid's mouth. No, don't wear no 350s. I said, bruh, stop it, stop it. Nobody. And apparently these shoes aren't moving the way they're supposed to be moving.
What shoes?
The Yeezys.
Those Volts were sold out at Foot Locker.
Oh, well, maybe they are moving. Then what's his problem? Then Drake ain't taking no money.
They had one pair in the display case. It's probably like a size 14 or some shit.
He need to hush up. Maybe. Well, you know what? That might be just certain areas. Maybe nationwide or worldwide. They're not moving the way they're moving.
I was actually shocked that they were sold out because I thought people were done with Kanye West's ass. And where the fuck is the album?
Listen, I need him to stop. I need Kanye to take responsibility for himself. Accountability. I should say.
Feel so bad for Kanye because he has all these ideas in his mind, and when you have like a lot in your mind, you cannot sit down. I'm pretty sure Kanye West does not sleep.
That's true, but Kanye West has gone back and forth so many times. Oh, when I'm sitting there with Charlamagne, I'm bipolar. Album come out. Bipolar is my superhero, my superpower. Right? Gets in front of Trump. Oh, I'm not mentally ill. I was misdiagnosed. I wasn't getting any sleep. Then get in front of Drake or tweets to himself to Drake and says, you talking about my mental illness. What's wrong with you? I'm sick and you be coming at me. You came at Cuddy because he's sick. You got a problem. You pick on mental illness. Which is it, man? Are you mentally ill or not? And are you trying to use it as a weapon?
Like it's an excuse for why he acts the way he does?
Yeah, just like, oh, no, I'm mentally ill. So you can't really do anything about it.
like you can't fault me type of shit. Hey, you know, it is what it is, right?
We ain't never getting a throne too. I didn't think we was going to get it anyway, but what did you think about him coming at Ariana Grande? I understand.
Leave Ariana Grande alone.
Who else came for Ariana Grande? Michael Rappaport? I didn't even catch that. They was like, Michael Rappaport said something about Ariana Grande for being Ariana Grande.
Yes, he said that like if you take off her oversized sweater, her ponytail, and like her high boots, like she's just an average chick, you know?
But she can sing.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep up. It's just so much bullshit.
Yeah, so Ariana Grande was
trying to enjoy Disney World, y'all, and I didn't want to cloud my mind of happiness with a bunch of ratchet shit. She said,
oh, I know there's two men arguing. There wasn't. It was one man arguing with himself. One man arguing with himself. He even grabbed his wife's phone and said, don't talk about my husband. He's the greatest. And so he's like, don't jump into this and blah, blah. That spun off into Pete Davidson tweeted a cry for help. A lot of people came and rushed over to him. She was one of them, but he was like, yo, I don't really want to see you.
They
right
wouldn't
now.
Let him do any sketches on Saturday Night Live. All he could do is introduce Miley Cyrus.
Maybe that was it. That's why she did it. She said, yo, me and Miley dropped. You see Miley trying to come back to hip hop? She said her and Mike Will got a couple of checks. Why, Mike Will? I know you don't need a check. She already disrespected hip hop. Cut it out. I heard Creed 2 soundtrack.
Remember she was in Jordans and a Jordan jersey in one of her videos?
Yeah, that was the one with Juicy J. I didn't like that song at all. What else happened this past week? Tory versus Royce. Tory Lanez is the reason why I'm not growing my hair back out because he don't know how to act. He grew his hair out, but he still got the bald spot. That don't make any sense. I don't know why he don't.
What was going on, this king of R&B shit?
Wait, why we're jumping things up? First of all,
I thought that this is what kicked it all off.
No. Somebody asked Royce to find out who did he think won the battle between Tory and Jordan Lucas, and he said Jordan Lucas. And Tory got mad at him for that and went back and forth, and he's like, don't think that muscle milk and blah blah. And Royce the 5'9" said, if you're trying to get an ass whooping, you're going down the right path, right?
Yeah, that's how you got to talk to these people.
And then something, he said, like, suck my dick. And then he said, all right, just remember you said it, not me. And Royce ain't tweet for like 3 or 4 days. And then today, apparently they got to talking and they apologized and everything's good. So we're not going to get no Roy Smoke, but Hip Hop Heads, they were playing all the great Royce disses when he was Malcolm X and Beef, and when he went against D12 and whatnot. So what else? Travis Scott. Oh no. So the King of R&B, since you just bring it up, Jacquees got issues. He does. Listen, I'll give him this. He gave people a great conversation. We got to see where people's heads were at. You get to see where people stop listening to music in this King of R&B conversation. You got to see people hold grudges. Because whether you like it or not, R. Kelly is the King of R&B. You don't have to like him personally, but talent-wise, music-wise,
production-wise,
it is what it is. Sorry. I'm not really sorry. It is what it is.
He's a great songwriter, though. It's really sad.
Yeah. You just like, yo, could you imagine if he didn't have any controversy? Or his controversy was he was a bad dad. We would let shit like that slide. If he was a bad dad and he was a serial cheater, we'd have been cool. But pedophilia, we don't let that rock. And then, so he get the whole conversation going. Then he took it up a notch with the Keith Sweat situation and came at Mr. Sweat, and he had to apologize for that. He's like, "Oh, I'm the King R&B this generation. He the King R&B old generation." All right, Jacquees.
Keith Sweat, fuck Jacquees up.
He will. He apologized. All right, so now let's get into this Travis Scott situation. Apparently, he is going to be on stage in Maroon 5, and the hip hop community is not a fan of this. Meek Mill says he don't need that. He's on fire already. Stay strong in this shit. And I'm not going for this. Reportedly, Jay-Z is trying to talk Travis Scott out of this. When has Jay-Z ever talked to Travis Scott?
He was at Travis Scott's concert last night.
I'm pretty sure he was.
And Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, I did. What? I saw that headline that Travis Scott concert in L.A. brought a lot of stars out. But I didn't even care. But I didn't know those two were in the same building.
They were in the same building, but they were like, Kim and Kanye were like one level above Jay-Z and Beyonce.
But see, I treated the same way when Meek was going to go to the White House and he said he's reportedly trying to talk to, you know, TMZ ran with that. And Meek was like, Jay-Z never talked to me. That was not a story. Jay, when we hear things about Jay-Z and his through hearsay, who's saying that? Like, Jay doesn't have sources going to, unless Travis said, oh, Jay tried to talk to me out of this. What is Travis going to do with, what's it, Travis going to do Sicko Mode and Adam Levine going to do Drake part? Like, what are y'all doing at the, what are you doing at the Super Bowl? And I'm not, I understand the boycott, I understand where we're at, but if Travis or any black artist, and I hear that it's hot out here that they all deny, I mean, turning it down, but if they want to do it for that money and that look, I'm not going to stop their back. I'm just fine. Go ahead and do it.
I think Travis Scott could sit this one out, though.
I can, too. I don't know. I mean, he's had a hell of a year, but maybe he wants... I don't... Because I can't even... Even on the worst case scenario, musically for us, I can't see Travis going pop. I don't. What are you going to do?
We don't need that.
I wouldn't even understand what his sound is. His sound is so trap and so dark. He gonna be smiling? Nah, I'm good. But his wife, what did you feel about his wife and Jay-Z being tied on the Forbes list for wealthiest celebrities? So Forbes put out this list and Jay-Z and Kylie Jenner were both tied. I forgot what number they were at, but because they both were worth $900 million or something.
$900 million?
All it did was shed a light that Jay-Z is what, 49? And he drops his first album at 26. So let's just go there. We know Jay-Z was working longer than that because we've seen him in Hawaii, Sophie. So it took him 23 years. Is Kylie even 23? I don't even think so. It's maybe 21, 22, right? But it just shows that what you can do when you have a head start with wealth. And
I don't think people get that.
Yeah, but that, I say.
But that was the whole controversy when she was on the Forbes list in the middle of the year.
My problem was I wasn't mad at Forbes for doing. No, I was mad at Forbes for saying she was self-made, and she wasn't self-made. She had resources. Like disenfranchised is what I'm trying to say, or economically struggling person at the snap of my finger was able to go to college, start their own business, shit would switch up quickly.
But that's why there's this guy I follow on Twitter, and he believes, like, you know, the United States should start doing what they call basic income or something like that, mm-hmm. where basically you give people, everyone, you know, you give people money every month just for being, you know, in a certain state or a certain county or just for being in the U.S., you know, period. And there's other countries that do this, like, you know, but even like in Alaska, since they drill for oil up there, you know, those people get money every year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they do.
So he's saying, like, if you did this for everybody, there'd be less poverty. People have more opportunities. There'd be less problems. You know what I'm saying? Because people would have a source of income. Not necessarily saying people shouldn't work, but at least people will have something.
Yeah, that just reminded me of, did you see that story on GoFundMe about that dude trying to build the wall? And he's already raised $9 million.
I think they're up to like 12 now.
Okay, 12.
But they got to get to a billion.
I know. Listen, that's not the problem. The problem is there's enough people who have gave $12 million to this, but not $12 million to underachieving neighborhoods.
Flint still ain't got clean water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But anyways, back to what you're saying. Yeah, Forbes worded that all wrong when they did that article on Kylie Jenner. She's not self-made. She was making money off of her TV show. I mean, collectively, they had made like $60 million as a family off of the show. If you make $60 million and there's six of you, guess what? I have $10 million to invest in the company. If it fails, guess what? It doesn't matter. Yeah. I'm still going to have a source.
It was low risk, high reward. And I wish, imagine your life if you wake up tomorrow and you can take risk. And if nothing happens, so be it. But if something does happen, woo, it's like you won the lottery.
But the thing is like, I need to read this article because she has a show. Is she the one that's signed to Puma or Adidas or something?
I think so. She's Puma.
She's signed to Puma and she has a cosmetic line and she's worth $900 million.
Yeah, that's
but
the problem.
But Rihanna makes music, has a lingerie line, is signed to Puma, and has a makeup line, and she's not worth $900 million?
That's the tricky part, because it's an estimated worth. It's not. So the way she would end up, I don't know any economics. So from my understanding, the way she would get that money is if there was a bigger company, Maybelline or whatever, whoever the makeup, whatever, and they probably bigger than that, values it at that. It's not that she has $900 million in her bank or something like that. Obviously, that's not how it works when you have your net worth anyway, because it takes your assets and what you can sell off. So we'll see. I mean,
I clearly don't know how money works.
That's the problem. They don't teach us that in high school.
They do. It's called economics or something.
All right. So we on Jay-Z. Let's talk about how you and the rest of the world got tricked last night.
I did not get tricked.
You said, yo, is a new Beyonce album coming? And I said, I seen somebody tweeting about it, so I guess it is coming. And then when you play that album,
yo,
it was like,
hold on, bruh. I seen something on Instagram that said, oh, it looks like Beyonce dropped two new albums and they're on Spotify and Apple.
Yep.
And I was like, does Beyonce really have a new album out? And then I went to Twitter. It wasn't trending like I thought. And then we both sat down.
Yeah.
And John and I.
It was Queen Carter. I played it and I said, okay, that sound like Beyonce. And then I was like, that sound like the dude from Boys and Men. I ain't even had the time to look up which one. And then we got a little deeper and then you was just like,
we were on the second or third track. And the second track was Gold Member, which was the song
song in the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Austin Powers.
Yeah. So the collection of what was it? Two 10 track albums. It was Have Your Back and Back Up. First of all, the album covers are trash. It was like stock photos. They were just a collection of old songs and demos. And
no, I think what was funny is she was like, why is there a car?
It was a 57 Chevy. What the fuck is that for? And then the same thing happened to SZA. It was some unfinished and leaked stuff. And that was called Come Through. And it's one word. And instead of putting SZA, they put Sister Salonia.
Yeah, they tried to mask it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That didn't work. Both of them, all of that shit got taken down. One song remained. I didn't even check to see what song it was.
Don't matter at this point. It wasn't updated new Beyonce.
No.
I just think it's funny that I have this kid who just thinks she's hilarious and was like, how did Beyonce drop a new album when she's in Florida? And I said, what are you talking about? She's talking about a kid in her class named Beyonce. Yeah. And I'm just
she's run with this. This is her joke.
She is running with this. So I'm just like over it.
All right. But good news. B2K back together.
Who is this good news for?
You. Dude, I remember you was probably one of those little girls that wanted to drink their bath water when MTV did that thing.
First of all,
I'm older than you.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to slow down.
That don't mean nothing.
I'm going to need you to slow down.
Listen, 2019 reunion tour with Mario, Lloyd, and Chingy.
Chingy?
Right there.
He going to do like two songs and have to get off the fucking stage.
One Call Away. Also, Pretty Ricky, Bobby V, and the Ying Yang Twins.
Now,
they said 21 Whispering, we about to come back and show y'all the real whispers. Hey, little mama, let me answer in your ear. They about to get it.
First of all, so
right, yeah, yeah,
I guess they got asked to Bow Wow, how come he's not on the tour? And his response was, it's more of an R&B tour, but I thank you guys. And then I seen the list and I was like, there's some rappers on here. What is he talking about?
You going to bring back the Scream Tour? They bringing back the Scream Tour?
Oh, remember? He sold out Madison Square Garden. Jay-Z didn't do that. He did that.
Who are you doing, Bow Wow?
Yeah, when he was all in his video and he was going off. And
wait,
they was
Jay-Z
like,
sold out the Garden in the day. Was it before 2004?
I don't know what he was talking about. But, Bow Wow challenge. So it is what it is.
The official tour schedule comes out at 9 a.m. Eastern, New Year's Eve. Tickets on sale January 4th, 2019. You better cop some for that B2K stand in your life. So there you go. That was complex. That is not my word. I would never say cop some. That's it, right?
God, I hope so. This was a lot.
But it was welcome back. Christmas is coming up. Favorite Christmas song, Sarah J?
Wham's Last Christmas.
Wham's Last Christmas.
Don't forget, on Christmas Day, it's been 2 years since we lost a legend.
Oh, George Michael. Any hip hop Christmas songs besides Run DMC and that 9-minute version of Christmas in Harlem?
Santa Claus Comes to the Ghetto. The Snoop Dogg and Nate.
Yes, that is a great song. All right, we might go out to that. All right, Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy New Year, because I believe the new episodes that we'll be doing are going to come out at the first of the, I mean, after the New Year. So
got to review 21 Savage.
That would be that review would be next year, but we would discuss that album on our year review of a year ago. Anyway, at One and Only, at Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, thank you guys for an amazing year. We'll talk to you next year. Peace.